Hey friends, welcome back to Real Talk with Cynthia. This is your host, Cynthia Tamayo. I am so glad that you are here. I just want to say thank you to every single one of my listeners. I appreciate you. And if you find these podcasts encouraging for your life, please let me know and share with somebody, you guys, because sharing is caring. And if you do have a certain topic that you would want me to address, let me know. I'd love to interact with you guys. You can leave a message or communicate with me through this app here, also on all my social medias as well. But let's get right into it. This week, episode 3, we are talking about timing. We are talking about it's not on your time. What do I mean by this? We're going to just obviously jump right into it. Something that I have learned throughout the years of my life is that we want a certain lifestyle. We want certain things and we want it now. Now, as I'm snapping my finger. And then when it doesn't happen the way we want it, then we get discouraged. We get depressed. The crazy part is that we have to understand that certain things are not in our timing. They're in God's timing, the universe timing, whatever you believe in. And this is something to really take note of and embrace, because a lot of times we give up on our goals. We give up on our dreams. We give up on people. We give up on so many different things because they are not what we want at that exact moment and time. Why is it that we give up going to the gym? Because we walk into the gym one day and we go work out and we get a sweat in and we're like, whoo, that felt good. And we walk out the gym and you look in the mirror and you're like, damn, hold on, I still look the same. Well, of course, it takes time. You hear the famous saying, good things take time, guys. And I thought this was very important to address because a lot of times, again, we give up on our life purpose sometimes because things don't happen the moment that we want them to happen. If you don't know, if you're following me, I also create content for crypto. I work with a crypto project, right? And I need to bring this up because it's also relatable to this, right? And as investors, right, and you do your own research, of course, but as investors, a lot of times people invest 15, 20 bucks, 30 bucks, 50, 100, and they want to see that return immediately. I remember my kids used to say, Mom, all right, if I put 20 bucks, how much am I going to get immediately? You know, and how cool would it be if life was like that? But at the same time, it would be way too easy, right? Now, a lot of people want to invest 50 bucks, 100 bucks, and they want to become millionaires the next day. Again, we are in a time of instant gratification, instant gratification. We want things immediately. And with life experiences, I've come to learn, number one, you have to continue to work on you. Yesterday, we were watching, or a few days ago, I was watching a video from Eric Thomas, how he was talking about sometimes when we wake up, the first thing on our mind is money, right? Or whatever the worries that we have. And many times, or so often, we wake up already worried about certain things, whatever it is, whether it's finances, your bills, health, whatever it is. And we neglect to wake up and say, all right, what am I going to do for me today? Or even just saying, thank you. You know what? I'm grateful I get to wake up to another day. I have another opportunity at life to become the best version of me. And this is, I think, what we fall short of understanding, guys, is that we want all the goodness, right? We want, it's almost like kids nowadays, I'm sorry to say it, but generations nowadays, that they feel entitled. They want things given to them, right? I'm deserving of it. Now, let me explain this. It's not that we don't deserve happiness. It's not that we don't deserve all the great things, right? I'm not saying that because we are deserving of it. But the reality of how life plays out is that we are deserving, but you also have to put in the work. Anybody successful, anybody wealthy, anybody that you look at and say, man, I wish I had their life. A lot of people look at famous people and wealthy people and say, well, yeah, their life is easy, right? Their life is easy. They don't have to worry about money. They don't have to worry about nine to five job. But says who? How do you know what they had to go through to get to where they are? You know, this is the thing, you guys. We want instant gratification. We want things to happen now in our timing. And the reality is that time will pass by regardless. I'm going to ask you a quick question. How many years has it been since you've wanted something and it just has not happened? Has time stopped because they're like, wait a minute, oh, things aren't happening and time stops? No. Nobody can sit here and give you $1 million to give you 10 more years of your life. we have to make the effort to stay healthy, to eat healthier, to work on our fitness, on our physical, on our mental. What am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say that a lot of times we want a certain lifestyle. We want to attract the right partner. We want to be financially free. We want to open up a business. We want to do whatever it is that your soul or that you can't stop thinking about, that you're like, man, if I could only do this, I would be happy. If I invest this much amount, will I have financial freedom? Will this be a long-term goal? Will I be financially free? If I only didn't do this when I was younger. And sometimes we stay stuck in the past. Do you see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is a lot of times we want things immediately, and that's not how it works. I feel like if we come to an understanding that timing is so, so important. And I'm sure, and I'm asking you right now, if you've ever been into a situation where you're like, you were expecting something to work out the way you wanted to, or at the time frame that you wanted to, and it didn't. And you're like, okay, all right. And we get sad and we get frustrated. And then time passes by and either it happens or something better happens. And you're like, okay, this is why this didn't happen at the time that I wanted it to happen. What we have to come to understand is God, universe, whatever you believe in, knows what time it is, knows when it's the right time for us, whatever it is, knows if what we're wanting right now might not be the best thing for us right now. Maybe something better is along lines, right? Now, that's where we have to be open to continue to work on ourselves, if that makes sense. That's why every day we must wake up and be like, you know what? I'm grateful that I could breathe. How many people in the world right now are suffering? Look at what's going on in the Middle East. Like, there's so much horrific things going on this earth, in this earth. People losing their lives. You know, Matthew Perry just passed away. That's still a question mark on how that happened, right? Again, you guys, this life is crazy, but it is up to us to live the best life. That doesn't mean that whatever we want at this moment is going to happen at this moment. But you know where it starts? It starts with you working on you. What can I do for me today? Because yesterday is no longer here and tomorrow is not promised for anybody. So what am I doing today to become the best version of me? You may say, Cynthia, but this is what I want. I want to do this. Okay, it takes time. If you're going to become a doctor, you don't just say, I'm going to become a doctor. I'm going to be a doctor tomorrow, right? You know it's going to take time for you to study, to learn, to educate yourself. Why not do that with us? A lot of times you hear people say, I found me again, or I lost me. I've been guilty of saying that. But when you come to a realization, you tap into more of a deeper spiritual realm, you'll understand that you never lost yourself. It's not about finding yourself. It's about tapping into who you really are, who you were created to be, tapping into, you know what, this is me. How do I become the best version of me? Instead of focusing on social media, on what everybody else's life is doing and criticizing and judging and feeling sorry for yourself, what are you doing to become the best version of you for you? Not for me, not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your partner, not for your kids, for you. What is it that you need? I'm going to tell you right now, I am guilty of being a people pleaser. This past week, maybe I should have titled that, right? Maybe next week's. I came to a realization where I was always like, oh my God, is this person mad at me? They didn't answer me. Or I send a message and they didn't respond. Or I just always making sure that people are okay with me. Something, I don't know if it stemmed from the trauma of being married for 17 years, always worried about that man, whether he was mad or not, what mood he was in, whether if I was doing something that maybe looked like I was doing something wrong, but I wasn't. Man, just talking about it is draining. A lot of times we do live like that, friends. We live in a life and society where we just want to be accepted, where we just want people to love us, where we just want people to just say, you're doing great. And the reality is that when we focus on that, we're not being true to ourselves. We're not tapping into what makes me happy. What brings me peace? What am I doing to be okay with me? Aren't you tired of people pleasing? Aren't you tired of being tired? We all want a better life. We all want to be debt free. We all want to have a partner that loves us and respects us. We all want to have good relationships with our kids, with our family. But when we come to a realization that everything that's meant for us in our life will happen at the right timing, not at your timing, not in my timing, but when God in the universe feels that it's best. And sometimes it might switch up. Sometimes we might have certain plans. And then the universe, God will take us to a whole another direction. Or a whole new doors are open for us of opportunities. And you'll be like, okay, this is not what I planned. But I see what's happening here. I see why back then things didn't work out for me. At the end of the day, you have to tap into you. And I tell you this, friends, from the bottom of my heart, because this is something that I am working on every single day. And I'll tell you right now, it is not easy. It is so fucking hard. It is not easy. There's days that I get up and I'm like, man, really? Come on, man. God, I'm doing everything I can. Like, give me a break. You know, and I feel sorry for myself for a split second. Then I got to slap myself out of it. Say, Cynthia, get up. Get up. What are you doing to become better? And one thing that's very important, friends, is that we stay true to us. Again, I don't know if you guys ever fall into this category of people pleasing or just, you know, doing what people are doing, following the trends. Stop. If you want to live your best life, if you want that peace over everything, because I got to tell you, peace over everything is so worth it. A lot of times we sacrifice our peace, our happiness because we want things so quickly or because we want to please people. Whatever it is that your heart desires, whatever it is that you cannot stop thinking about, whatever it is that when you close your eyes and you're like, only if this, only if I would have. If you can't stop thinking about it, it's because it was given to you for a reason. Now, if the timing is not right now, you know what? That might just mean that there's more time for you to continue working on yourself. There's more time for you to continue healing the things that you need to heal, to educate yourself more, whatever it is. Trust that the timing is not in your hands. And in the meantime, work on you, on your mental health, on your growth, on your healing. If you need to go to therapy, whatever it is. I promise you, it's worth it. You are worth it. So let it go that things have to happen on your timing. Yes, we can manifest things, but sometimes they don't manifest. They don't happen overnight. Sometimes it might take a few years. Sometimes it'll take months. Don't focus on the timing. Focus on the journey. On what are you doing today to become better? Because I promise, if you work on yourself to become the best version of you, you're going to start attracting everything that needs to be in your life. The people, the places, the career, the money, everything. So let go of the time frame that you want and trust in the timing and trust that God in the universe has your back. That's real talk, you guys. Remember, your number one and the most important investment is you. I appreciate you guys tuning in. This is your host, Cynthia Tamayo. I hope this was encouraging to you. If you did find it encouraging, please interact with me and share it with somebody. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I'll see you guys next week.